And it looks like we're about ready to get started in the second matchup of the night. This is a boys' seventh-place game between the Macon County Raiders and the Canton JV Tigers. Starting for the visiting Raiders, it's going to be number 5, Dylan Liebhart, number 10, Alex Porter, number 22, Tommy Moore, number 24, Aaron Maddox, and number 50, Grant Gall. And for the Canton JV Tigers, it's going to be number 10, Reese Carmichael, number 12, Tyler Neiman, number 20, Hunter Cottrell, number 32, Zach Morrell, and number 42, Ahmed Albermawi. And it looks like the Raiders will send out Alex Porter to jump against Ahmed Albermawi of the JV Tigers. Ball is up, and Porter tipped it away, but recovered by Neiman of Canton. Neiman drives one step inside the arc, can't hit it. Carmichael with the rebound. Shovel pass out to Morrell, and there's an early foul. Going to catch Grant Gall with the foul for Macon County. First foul on Gall, first for Macon County. Neiman, long inbound to Reese Carmichael. Trying to get back inside to Morrell, picked away by Gall. And off to Liebhart, up ahead to Maddox. Maddox right side, back top of the key for Liebhart. Back right side for Maddox. To Liebhart. Back to Maddox in the corner. Back out to Liebhart. Once again to Maddox. To Liebhart. This time he'll take a three, and he sinks it from the top of the key. Neiman back the other way with it for the Tigers. Loses a handle on it, and it almost goes out of bounds, but it is tipped away by Tommy Moore, and he is caught for the out-of-bounds. Carmichael will inbound. Gets it in the corner for Neiman. Inside to Morrell through his legs. He picks up the ball, however, puts it up, and rebound away with it is Porter for Macon County, up ahead to Maddox. To Liebhart on out near half court. Tries to get a pass to Maddox, picked away by Neiman. And Neiman in for the left-handed layup on the other end. Maddox will dribble it up for the Raiders. Right side now for Moore on the baseline for Gall. Gall drives it in, back out to Moore. Cross-court pass to Liebhart, and he'll take another three. This one rims out, and Albermawi away with the rebound. Gets it off to Carmichael. He'll dribble it across half-court. Carmichael to Cottrell. Back out to Neiman. He drives into the lane, tripped up by Liebhart, up ahead to Maddox for the Raiders, and he finishes on the right-handed layup. Carmichael back to Neiman. Neiman drives the lane, puts up a little floater, no good, and rebound tipped out of bounds by Tommy Moore of Macon County. Carmichael inbound to Neiman. Neiman to Cottrell. To Carmichael back in the corner. Tries to get it back to Cottrell and picked away by Maddox. Maddox drives on the left side. It can't finish on the layup. And it's tipped out of bounds by Neiman on the follow-up. So back to Macon County. Out in the corner on the inbound for Porter. Back to Maddox in the corner. He'll think about three now. Drives. Hands off to Porter. Turnaround shot from the blocks won't fall. And Moore is called for the O to back on Albermawi. So first foul on Moore, second team foul for the Raiders. Neiman brings it up, now dribbling between the circles. Right side for Cottrell. And he takes a couple of steps before he dribbles. And he'll be called for the travel. 5:27 left in the first quarter. Macon County has an early lead, 5-2. Liebhart inbounds to Maddox. Maddox swings it back to Liebhart. Inside to Porter now at the high post. Off to Moore, left side. Into the corner for Maddox. Thought about three, now tries to drive. Pulls it back out. Shot from almost at the arc. No good. Moore running in for the rebound and puts it up off the jump. No good, but he's fouled. And Tommy Moore will go to the line at 4. 2 free throws. Tyler Neiman with his first foul. First on Canton JV. And Moore hits the first. Second shot by Moore. Up and rattles out. Tipped out of bounds by Elber Maui and back to the Raiders. Maddox inbounds to Gall. High shot off the backboard. No good for Gall. And it's tipped out of bounds by Maddox at half court. Neiman inbounds to Carmichael. Carmichael drives in the lane. Stops, pops, no good. And Morrell is called for the over-the-back. First foul on Morrell, second team foul on Canton JV, and a timeout by head coach Andy Anderson of the JV Tigers. 4:54 left in the first, 6-2, the lead for the Macon County Raiders. Macon County ball out of the timeout. Liebhart inbounds to Maddox and gets it back to Liebhart. He'll dribble it across the timeline. Left side now for Maddox. Inside to Porter, and Porter right past Morrell and up and in. Carmichael inbounds to Neiman. Neiman brings it back hard the other way. Tries to get it inside to Morrell. Low pass, he can't get a hand on it, and it bounces out of bounds. So Liebhart will inbound back to Maddox. To Liebhart. To Maddox left side. Into Porter. Back out in the corner for Maddox. He'll try a three. And he puts it in. Carmichael gets it in for Neiman. Neiman dribbling top of the key. Gets it over to Cottrell. Back to Neiman. Inside to Elber Maui. Shot from the high post. It rattles out, but Neiman's there for the rebound. And he outlets to Elber Maui. Back to Neiman. To Carmichael in the corner. He'll drive. Back out to Neiman. One dribble and a shot. It rattles out. And Porter away with the rebound for the Raiders. Gives it to Maddox. And back to Liebhart. To Maddox left side. Finds a cutting Liebhart in the corner. Looks inside to Porter. Porter turns, fires, no good. Rebound by Morrell, and he gets it back outside to Neiman. Neiman will dribble it up for the Tigers. Poked away by Maddox, and Maddox goes in, lays it up over the front of the rim and in. Neiman inbounds to Cottrell, back to Neiman. He gets it over to Carmichael. Carmichael shot from 12 on the left side, no good. Rebound by Liebhart, and he gets it out to Maddox. Maddox back to Liebhart. Right corner now for Maddox. To Liebhart, top of the key. Thought about three, now gets it over to Moore. Moore, one dribble in, inside to Porter. And Porter way overextends. Looks like he might have moved his pivot foot, but they'll call the foul on Morrell. Second foul on Morrell. And third on Canton JV. First time in the game here is Jonathan Lee, another freshman for Canton. As Maddox catches the inbounds pass, three from the corner, no good. Carmichael away with the rebound, up ahead to Lee. He can't finish a shot. Takes the rebound away from Nolte and gets it back out to Neiman. Neiman finds Elber Maui right wing. He double dribbles into the elbow and give the ball back to the Raiders. Liebhart inbounds to Maddox. Back to Liebhart. To Maddox in the corner. Bounds to Gall inside. His shot off the side of the backboard. No good. Oh. And Morrell with the rebound. Gives it to Neiman. He tries to get inside to Morrell. And it's off the foot of Gall and out of bounds. Neiman inbounds to Lee. Back to Neiman to Lee left side. He drives. Shot from the baseline. Just rims out. And Gall away with the rebound for the Raiders. Gives it out to Liebhart. Liebhart to Nolte on the right side. Back out to Gall. He controls it. Pass to Maddox. And now an alley-oop to Porter on the off block. Gall gets the rebound, puts it up, no good, but gets his own rebound again and puts it off the glass and in from the middle of the lane. Neiman now to Lee on the left side. Back to Neiman. Off into the right corner for Carmichael. He can't finish from the baseline. And Morrell takes up a shot. It's blocked from behind by Porter. And on the jump ball, it gives it to Megan County. Tommy Moore back into the game for Megan County. Liebhart. He'll dribble across half court. To Nolte. Inside the Moore. Lob pass to Porter, and he can't get a handle on it, and it's out of bounds. With a minute left in the first quarter, 15-2 the lead here for Macon County. Neiman brings it up. Left side now for Carmichael to Elder Maui inside, back out to Lee. Lee drives, and Maddox is called for a reach-in. Going to be the first foul on Maddox, third on Macon County in the half. Neiman to Carmichael. Carmichael drives back out to Neiman. He'll drive left. Now to Lee. Lee is shot up in the middle of the lane. No good. Moore down with the rebound. Might have traveled, but gives it out to Maddox. Maddox through to Porter. Porter inside. He takes about three steps, but then puts up the shot off the glass. And they don't give him the call, but they give him the basket. Neiman just across half court. He'll dribble a little bit of time off the clock. Gives it to Carmichael. Back to Neiman. And as time expires, he gives it to Almighty to Neiman in the corner for three. And Neiman is nothing but net. So, Neiman tries to reverse the momentum, get a little bit something started for Canton JV, but as the first quarter expires, it's the lead is 17-5 for the Macon County Raiders over the Canton JV Tigers. Canton will have the ball after the quarter break. Lee inbounds to Carmichael, back to Lee right side, to Cottrell, top of the key, back to Lee, into the corner for Neiman now. He'll drive baseline. Puts out a shot blocked by Porter and out of bounds. So it'll be Neiman inbounding under the Tigers' basket. Gets it to a cutting Carmichael. Shot from the baseline. He still can't convert. Gives it to, and Maddox comes away with a rebound for the Raiders. Right side now for Liebhart into Porter. To Moore, a shot from the baseline won't go. Rebound out, but with it is Neiman. Neiman, left side, tries to get across the lane to Cottrell, and it's picked off by Maddox. Long three for Maddox won't go on the left wing. And it's going to be Carmichael down with the rebound. Gets it out to Morrell, back to Neiman, to Lee in the corner. Lee drives, shot blocked by Porter. But straight to Neiman, to Carmichael, near the top of the key, he can't finish. Neiman gets it again in the corner. He'll drive, back out to Carmichael on the baseline, and it's picked away by Liebhart. Up ahead to Nolte, layup on the right side is up and good. Neiman Inbounds to Carmichael. Carmichael into the right corner for Lee. Back out to Neiman. One dribble, drives, and puts up a shot right over the front of the rim and in. 19-7, the lead for the Macon County Raiders as Leohart dribbles it up. Left side for Nolte. He can't finish. And on the rebound, tipped away by Porter right to Moore, and he finishes from the left block. To Lee now, right side. He tries to get it back out to Neiman, but he is called for the travel. Elber Maui back in the game for Canton, replacing Morrell. Lee Parr up ahead to Nolte. Inside now to Moore. He gets his dribble back to Porter, and Porter puts in the right-handed layup. Neiman racing up the floor, back to Carmichael now, into the lane. Shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound by Neiman. He turns, fires in the middle of the lane, shot just short, and Maddox away with a rebound. Thought about a shot from almost the arc. Now gets it out to Leibhart. Tries to get it to Nolte. And Nolte takes three steps after catching the ball. He's called for the travel. Gall back into the game for Macon County. And it looks like Carmichael will dribble across half court. Gives it to Neiman on the right side. He'll drive to the baseline. Put up a little runner. It won't go from 15 feet, and there for the rebound is Maddox. Maddox right side now for Leibhart. Into the corner for Porter. Picked away by Neiman. Neiman rushing up the court. Goes all the way in for the right-handed layup. And is fouled by Nolte. He thought he had a clean getaway there, but he slapped him on the arm. So, first foul on Nolte, fourth team foul on Macon County, and Neiman will go to the free throw line for two. First one up and good for the freshman. Moore back into the game now, replacing Porter. Second shot for Neiman. Up and good. Moore inbounds to Maddox. Right side now for, it's going to be Leibhart to the corner for Maddox. So Leibhart back to Maddox. He'll try a three-pointer, and it's good. Morrell inbounds to Neiman. Neiman back to Carmichael. Carmichael driving to the basket, high off the backboard, won't go. Rebound by Gall, and he gets it out to Maddox. Maddox dribbles it across half court, right side now for Leibhart, back in the corner for Maddox. To Leibhart, he'll try a three from near the top of the key, and it goes in. Neiman inbounds to Carmichael. Carmichael inside to Elber Maui. Puts up a contested shot, no good, and going to be at Maddox away with a rebound. He gets it to the left side for Nolte, back out to Maddox. Long three-pointer from 10 feet behind the arc, and he puts this one in as well. And another timeout by Andy Anderson of the Canton Tigers. 3:51 left in the second quarter, and Macon County has exploded of late on the offensive end, giving them a 32-9 lead over the Canton JV Tigers. Canton's ball out of the timeout. And Carmichael inbound gets it in Neiman. Neiman dribbles it across half court. Right side now for Elber Maui. Back to Neiman. He drives now Carmichael on the left side. Puts up a runner from 6 feet. Can't get his go. Rebound to Lee. Now Neiman for three. And he has money from behind the arc. Maddox to Leibhart on the inbound. Leibhart left side for Nolte. Nolte, closely guarded by Lee, into the corner for Maddox. Maddox will try another three. This one won't fall. This time Morrell comes away with the rebound, hands it off to Neiman. Neiman drives now right side for Albemarle. He tries to get into Lee, poked away by Moore to Liebhart, back out to Maddox. Up ahead to Nolte at the blocks, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. Albemarle hands the inbounds pass to Neiman. Neiman thought about three, now back out top to Albemarle. Tries to get it over to Carmichael. Instead, picked off by Maddox. Maddox can't finish on the right-handed layup. Chased down by Albemarle to Morrell at midcourt. Gives it to Neiman in the left corner. He'll float a shot from the baseline. No good. Maddox away with a rebound. Up ahead to Liebhart. Liebhart to Gall. Gall drives the basket, puts up a shot in the lane. No good. Gets his own rebound. Another shot off the front of the rim. And rebound comes away to Neiman. Neiman drives 1-on-5. High shot off the glass, and it falls. Maddox dribbles it back up for the Raiders. Gets it to Liebhart, to Maddox, back in the corner for Liebhart. Maddox will try another long three-pointer. Can't get this one to fall. Rebound by Morrell. And back the other way come the Tigers. Carmichael hands off to Neiman. Tries to get it to back to Carmichael. Tipped away and out of bounds by Liebhart. Back in the game for Macon County is Alex Porter. Neiman to Carmichael. He gets it right side for Lee. Lee will drive. Shot from the baseline, no good. Morrell, ball goes off his head and out of bounds. Liebhart dribbles across half court to Nolte. Inside to Porter, and Porter puts it up and in. Absolutely no one in the lane guarding Porter. Carmichael brings back the other way. Tries to get it to Albemarle, right wing, and it's picked away by Moore, out to Liebhart. Liebhart to Nolte. Nolte back out top to Liebhart. Inside to Gall now. Off to Liebhart. High post for Porter. He'll dribble it back out, gives it to Liebhart. Inside to Porter. Shot in the lane off the backboard is good. Neiman to Carmichael, back to Neiman. He'll dribble near half court. Off the screen by Carmichael. He'll put up a shot from the right side, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Lee and Moore, and they're tied up. A jump ball gives it back to Macon County. Liebhart now with it, dribbling over half court. Up ahead to Nolte, to Liebhart, three from the top of the key, and he can't hit it at the halftime buzzer. So the Raiders go into the halftime, leading the Canton JV Tigers 36-14. We'll be back in 10 minutes with second half action from this boys' seventh place matchup at the Brashear Tournament. Halftime scores for this boys' seventh place matchup between Canton JV and Macon County. Macon County Raiders lead this one 36-14 at halftime. First for the trailing Canton Tigers, Tyler Neiman has every single point for the team for this first half. They have 14, he has 14. And for the Macon County Raiders, Aaron Maddox leads the way with 13. Alex Porter has 10. Dylan Liebhart has 6. Tommy Moore has 3. And Christopher Nolte and Grant Gall each had 2. We'll be back in about 8 minutes with second half action from this boys' 7th place matchup. About ready for second half action in this boys' 7th place game between Macon County and Canton JV. Macon County Raiders have taken a 36-14 halftime lead, and it looks like it'll be Canton ball out of the break. Out there for the Raiders, Liebhart, Moore, Porter, Maddox, and Gall. And for the Tigers, Cottrell, Elbrowy, Morrell, Neiman, and Carmichael. Neiman drives into the top of the key, back left side for Cottrell. Now inside to Carmichael, and he puts up a shot from the block, blocked by Alex Porter and out of bounds. Carmichael to inbound. Long outlet pass to Cottrell. Now back to Neiman. Neiman drives in the lane. Little floater off the mark. And rebound controlled by Moore. Hands off to Maddox. Up ahead to Liebhart. Liebhart inside to Porter. Porter working against Morrell. Back out to Liebhart. Back to Porter. And he fades around Morrell and gets the shot off the glass to go. Neiman inbound to Carmichael. Back to Neiman. To Carmichael. Drives into the lane. Thought about a shot against Porter. Tries to get it back out to Cottrell. And he throws it away out of bounds. Inbound pass comes to Maddox. Left side now for Moore. Dribbles, hands off to Liebhart. Lob pass into Maddox on Neiman. Maddox looking for an option, gets it back out to Porter. He'll drive to the hole. And takes a couple extra steps and gets the travel. Neiman will inbound. He gets it in. Gets it into Carmichael. Back to Neiman. He'll dribble across half court. Right side now for Carmichael. Back to Neiman. He drives to the right baseline. Back out to Carmichael. Cross court to Cottrell. Into Elbrowy at the high post. Tries to get off to Neiman. Finally looks back out to Carmichael. Neiman now right side with it. And he tries to drive. It's off of his own foot and out of bounds. Timeout by Daniel Liebhart, head coach of the Macon County Raiders. 6:08 left in the third quarter, 38-14 the lead for the Raiders over the JV Tigers. Macon County will inbound, gets it into Maddox. He'll dribble it across half court to Liebhart. Now back to Porter, top of the key. Moore on the right side, back to Liebhart. To Maddox at the blocks, closely guarded by Neiman. And Maddox works around him and puts up a shot with the right hand and in. Neiman now dribbles into the lane, now back out to Cottrell. Bounces one off to Carmichael to Neiman. His three-pointer from the left wing is short, and Maddox controls the rebound. He'll bring it across half court. To Liebhart on the right side. Back out to Gall. To Moore into the corner for Maddox. And Maddox hits a two-pointer from the corner. Neiman now driving in to Carmichael. Back out to Neiman at the high post. Hands off to Carmichael. One dribble in, shot blocked by Liebhart. And ball goes out to Elbrowy, poked away by Liebhart. Liebhart looked like he pretty much went down by himself, but they're going to give the blocking foul to Elbrowy, his first, and Canton JV's first of the second half. Nolte back in the game for the Raiders. Inbounds to Moore, back to Liebhart, to Moore up top. Right side now for Nolte. He'll dribble in, back out, back to Moore. Liebhart on the left side, inside to Porter. And Porter puts it easily over Elbrowy up and in. Neiman into the corner for Cottrell. Back to Neiman. finds Albemarle high post. And his shot looks straight on from this angle, but it's a little bit long. Bounces out, and Liebhardt with the rebound to Moore. He'll get it inside to Porter, back out to Liebhardt in the corner. A shot from three, no good. Albemarle has the box out, and Porter gets called for the over-the-back. First foul on Porter, first on Macon County. And Carmichael to Neiman on the right side. Back to Neiman. Into the corner. Shot from the baseline, and he puts it up and in. Liebhardt will dribble it up for the Raiders. Left side now for Moore. Back up top for Porter. Swings it around to Nolte, right side. To Moore. To Nolte into the corner for Liebhardt. Cross court to Porter, and he has an easy time of it in the lane. Puts it up off the glass on the right side and in. Lee checks into the game for Cottrell for the Tigers. 3:25 left in the third, and 46-16 is your score, Macon County on top. Carmichael will inbound after the timeout. Gets it in to Neiman. Neiman left side now for Albemarle. He'll drive hands off to Carmichael, to Lee in the corner. Thought about a three-pointer, now drives the baseline. He puts up a little right-hand shot, but it's fouled before the fact. And first foul on Dylan Liebhardt. And on the inbound pass, it goes long to Neiman. He can't convert. Gall chases it down the corner, back out to Porter, to Liebhardt. He'll dribble up the right side to the far block for Christopher Nolte. Nolte shot partially blocked by Albemarle, and ball goes out on him. So it'll be back the way of the Raiders. Inbound by Liebhardt. Gets it in the corner for Porter. Back out to Moore. Finds Nolte. So tries to swing it around to Liebhardt and poked out of bounds by Neiman. Liebhardt inbounds to Moore. He'll find Nolte. Nolte thought about three. That gives it back out to Liebhardt. To Moore. Swing it back up top to Liebhardt. Inside to Porter. Back to Nolte. Back out to Liebhardt. Inside to Porter again at the high post. Shovels it off to Moore. And Moore hits a shot from the right L. And Carmichael will inbound to Neiman. Hands it back to Carmichael. Drives, one dribble on the right side, back out to Carmichael, swings around to Lee, to Carmichael in the corner, finds Morrell inside, gets it back to Neiman. He'll drive the lane, little shot off the glass, won't go. Morrell inside, he can't finish on a layup, and Gall comes down with the rebound for Macon County. Up ahead to Porter, to Nolte. Nolte back out, a clears back out to Liebhardt. To Nolte, left side, tries a three-pointer, and it's not the prettiest thing you ever seen, but it bounces off the backboard, rolls around and in. Inside to Morrell, and he is fouled on the shot by Alex Porter. So, Morrell will go to the free throw line and looks to convert on a two shot. Second foul on Porter, third team foul on Macon County. And Morrell can't hit. Porter replaced by Maddox now for the Raiders. Morrell's second shot. Up, and this one's off to the right. Maddox comes away with the rebound. Maddox right side now for Liebhardt. Across to Nolte. Nolte tries another three. Can't get the bank on this one. Albemarle away with the rebound to Carmichael. Drives in the lane, left side now for Lee. One dribble, back out to Carmichael, to Neiman. Neiman inside to Albemarle. He turns, fires, no good. And Maddox away with the rebound. He gets it back out to Moore. To Liebhart, he'll dribble it across the half-court line. To Maddox. Maddox back to Liebhart, and he gets it to Gall in the corner. Gall takes about five steps and then tries to dribble, but he's called for the travel. And Neiman will get it off of the inbounds. He'll drive right. Look for Carmichael. And shot by Neiman just inside the arc on the right wing. Might have grazed the backboard, but it goes in. Liebhart to Nolte. Cross court back to Maddox. Maddox drives. Back out to Nolte. To Liebhart, top of the key. Swings it around to Moore. Moore from Rydell can't get it to go this time. Maddox with the rebound. His shot from the blocks won't go. Moore with the rebound on the other side. And his shot misses everything. Back in the hands of Maddox. And Maddox puts it up from the middle of the lane, and it goes through. Neiman rushing back the other way. Three-pointer from about half court, and it's close but off. And going into the third quarter, 53-18, the lead for Macon County over the Canton JV Tigers. It's going to be Macon County ball out of the quarter break. Liebhart will inbound for the Raiders. Gets it into Maddox. Maddox back to Liebhart right side, up to Maddox, top of the key. Thought about a long three, now pass it off to Nolte, back to Maddox. Drives left side to Gall, to a cutting Maddox, and he tries to put it up off the glass. Can't finish on the shot, but he's called for a travel, and it goes back to the Tigers. Carmichael to Neiman. Neiman dribbles across half court. Drives to the right side. Now all the way to the baseline. Pops back out and just a scoop, a little underhanded shot with the left hand, and it goes right through the basket. And Liebhart comes back the other way with it for the Raiders. To Maddox left side. He'll dribble back up top. Drives in the lane. It tries to get a pass in to Moore, kicked away by Lee, and they'll give it back to the Raiders. Liebhart to inbound underneath their own basket. To Maddox in the corner, and he puts in another two-point shot. Neiman driving to the baseline. Back out to Carmichael. He drives. Loses the ball. And it's recovered by Gall in the middle of the lane. Gall out to Liebhart. Cross-court to Maddox. Maddox brings it back out to Liebhart, top of the key. Back to Maddox, left side. To Liebhart in the corner. Back out to Maddox. Swings it around the horn to Gall. Into the corner for Maddox now. Thought about another three. And the ball's poked away from him and out of bounds by Lee. Liebhart to inbound, gets it in to Maddox. Thought about a long three, now back in the corner for Liebhart. He'll take a three. It missed everything. Morrell with the rebound. Gives it off to Neiman. Neiman dribbles it up to Carmichael right side. He'll drive. Shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound by Liebhart. And he gets it out to Moore. Moore dribbles it across half court. Cross court pass to Maddox. Maddox finds Liebhart in the corner. Back to Maddox. He drives into the lane. Puts up an 8-footer. No good. Moore with the rebound. His shot off the glass. No good. But he is fouled by Jonathan Lee. First foul on Lee. Second team foul on Canton JV. And it's continuous clock here in this fourth quarter, so time is still winding down as Moore goes to the line for two free throws. And the first one hits the back of the rim, spins up, and falls back through. Cottrell into the game for Canton. And he replaces Lee. Lee jogging back to the Canton bench. A little bit of a discrepancy there as to where he was supposed to go. As Moore puts the second one up and in. Neiman into Carmichael, back to Neiman. He drives right side. Shot from the baseline, won't fall, and rebound by Moore up ahead to Maddox. 4:15 left in the fourth, 57-20, the lead for Macon County. Maddox left side, he'll drive, spins up a shot from his knees, no good. And Elber Maury away with the rebound, hands it off to Neiman. To Carmichael on the baseline, and he takes an extra step, can't, and is called for the travel. So it'll go back in the favor of the Raiders. Porter checks back in for Maddox for Macon County. To Nolte, back to Liebhardt on the inbound. Liebhardt dribbles it across. Inside to Porter, back out to Nolte. Nolte for another three, no good. Moore with the rebound to Liebhardt. Inside to Porter at the top, at the high post. Back out top to Liebhardt. Inside to Gall, and Gall puts up a little runner that hits the back of the rim and just kind of flops into the basket. Neiman dribbling around the tough Macon County defense. Ball picked away from him by Liebhardt. Gets it out to Gall. Back to Liebhardt it goes. He'll dribble across the timeline on the right side to Nolte. And he can't hang on to the pass and steps out of bounds. Lee back in the game for the Canton Tigers, replacing Elber Maui. Carmichael to Neiman. Neiman drives right side. Tries another three. This one rims out as well. And Porter with the rebound to Gall. Up ahead to Liebhardt. Liebhardt drives to the top of the key. Now left side for Moore. He gets it high post for Porter. To a driving Gall, and Gall puts it up and in. Neiman back the other way for Canton. Shovels it off to Carmichael on the baseline. His shot's long and bounces out. And Gall picks up the rebound on the other side. Looks like they're going to catch Lee with the foul on the backside. His second, and Canton's third of the half. Moore into the corner for Liebhardt. Gets it inside to Porter, and he drives against Lee. Lee picks up another foul. Third on him, and fourth on Canton JV. No, they're going to give the foul to Neiman. Neiman's second. As the inbound comes to Porter. Lob pass back up to Nolte. To Moore. Swings it around to Liebhardt. Tries to get inside to Porter. Tipped away. And it's off Porter's hands and out of bounds. 107 left in the game. As Carmichael dribbles it up. To Neiman. Neiman drives. Back out to Carmichael. Drives in the lane, back up to Cottrell. Cottrell for three, and he hits a long three-pointer from the left side. 61-23, the lead for Macon County, as Liebhardt dribbles it slowly across the half-court line. Left side for Moore. Back out top to Liebhardt, to Moore, inside to Gall. Gall takes about six steps trying to drive into the lane. And back the other way come the Tigers. Carmichael off to Cottrell. Thought about another three, now gives it back to Neiman. Neiman drives. Shot blocked by Porter and recovered by Moore. Moore dribbles through the defense. Another foul by Neiman here. Going to be third foul on Neiman. Fifth foul for Canton JV. 5 seconds left in the game and the clock runs down. Liebhardt just grabs the ball out of bounds. And that's the final buzzer. Macon County takes the 7th place title at Brashear, 61-23 over the Canton JV Tigers. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with a consolation game between the Novender girls. And I think it's going to be, can't really remember who it is here. Novinger Macon County girls it's going to be, and that'll be in about 10 minutes. We'll be back with girls action from the Brashear Tournament. Four scores for that last game. In that one, it was a boys matchup, and Macon County took care of business in the seventh place game over Canton JV, 61-23. Final scores for the Canton JV Tigers. Not much of a scoring night for them. 20 points for Tyler Neiman and 3 for Hunter Cottrell. As for the Macon County, it was exactly the opposite situation. Every player who touched the floor scored. Aaron Maddox led the way with 21. Alex Porter had 16. Tommy Moore had 8. Dylan Liebhart had 6. Christopher Nolte added 5. Oh, and Grant Gall had 6. Well, it looks like about 8 minutes left till the girls' consolation matchup here between the Macon County Lady Raiders and the Novinger Lady Wildcats. Stay with us for girls' action from the Brashear Tournament.